I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing.
I'm a patriot. I love this country.
Oh, no!
We're talking about the fun he's having on his show.
You enjoy it. You get a kick out of it.
What's the secret? How does he do it?
Helen, are you ready?
Thank you. Go Dodgers. Go Ducks.
Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Every day, Coach Ron Tunick talks about the internet, careers, wine, food, and style, real estate, construction, and financial stuff. It's time for Driving Home with a Coach in the Business of Life on AM 1400 KKZZ. Now, here's the coach, Ron Tunick.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and I'm sitting in for Coach Ron Tunick, who is over in Las Vegas on a speaking engagement in front of a crowd of hundreds, if not thousands, of people. He'll be talking about the things that he knows best, business, coaching, and that. And while he's gone, I'll be sitting in running the show, The Business of Life, today and tomorrow both. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. We've got a dynamite show lined up for you, starting out with a local boy done good. We're going to talk to a local author who also owns a marine supply company here in Ventura. We'll talk to him about what he has learned through this great recession. Also going to talk to a renowned author, John Taylor, about the first principles of economics. Now, this is going to be a very good conversation, talking about what it's going to take to return the United States back to its state of prominence. Then we'll be talking to Lee Gertis, who is an expert on brain technology. Nothing more interesting to me than brain technology. And he'll talk to us about a system that he has developed for tapping into human potential. That's all going to be in our first hour. So let's dive right into it. As I said, local boy made good. Andy Killian is a Wall Street trained stockbroker turned boatyard owner in pursuit of one simple life's goal, and that is freedom. He went from a mahogany paneled office in a climate controlled modern office tower. He quit his cushy Morgan Stanley stockbroker position to chase his lifelong dream of owning his own business. And he's president of Anchors Way Marine Centers, and he's a member of the Pierpoint Bay Yacht Club. He's a fifth-generation Californian and a graduate of Santa Barbara City College's Marine Technology Program. He's also a graduate of the California Maritime Academy, where he received a BS in Business Administration, as well as a U.S. Coast Guard Unlimited Tonnage License. And his experience runs from working tugboats in Alaska to commercial diving, in addition to the 13 years that he spent as a broker with Morgan Stanley. Andy and his wife and their son and daughter live right here in Ventura, joining us from the Ventura Harbor. Hi, Andy. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I'm actually down in Channel Islands Harbor.
You're down in Channel Islands Harbor. Well, good for you. Good on you. And congratulations on writing this book. The book's titled How to Fail in Business While Trying Really, Really Hard. And it talks about the lessons that you've learned during the Great Recession. So let's just start right there if we can, Andy, because you picked one heck of a time to go into business. It's the worst recession that we've had in this country since the Great Depression. Small business owners like yourselves were particularly hard hit during the downturn. And the expression goes, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So what are some of the valuable lessons that the recession taught you as a small business owner?
Well, it's still teaching me every day because I'm of the opinion we're still deep inside of a recession, even though the news headlines are kind of turning a little positive. But, you know, some of the more key things are just have a lot of confidence in yourself and your ability to manage your business.
All right. Now, that's interesting because you preface that by saying you think we are still in the recession and you're there in the trenches on a day-to-day basis dealing with, you're a small business owner dealing with boat owners and so forth. What makes you think we're still in the throes of a recession?
Access to credit, number one. I would say that the number one indicator to me for being out of the recession would be, you know, probably more volumes in my business sector, which is recreational boating. But in line with that would also be just, hey, real easy access to borrowing money for my enterprise, which has been, you know, a challenge since about 2008.
Well, I can only imagine how difficult that's been with the bank shut down credit in 2008, Andy. So talk to me right now. I mean, are you in a position where you need access to credit to grow and expand your business? Because on the one hand, it sounds like business must be pretty good if you're looking for money to help expand the business.
Well, right now, like in our situation with my business, we have a facility in Channel Islands Harbor that is under construction, and my landlord is a major boat manufacturer in Southern California, and he is doing a multi-million dollar improvement in Channel Islands Harbor, which is, it's been taking about 2 years, 2.5 years, but it's been an ongoing process. It's a tremendous amount of investment he's making. And for me to dovetail into with his improvements in the facility, you know, I need to grow my portion of this footprint in Channel Islands Harbor, too, and that's been the challenge.
I see. All right. Well, that sounds interesting. Your landlord making all of these improvements, were these necessary improvements to the Channel Islands Harbor, or is he doing this to make it more attractive when we come out of the recession?
I think it's yes to both questions. Channel Islands Harbor is run by the County Board of Supervisors. There's a bunch of stakeholders down here. I'm not a spokesman for any of them. I'm just a minor player. There's several stakeholders, major stakeholders down here, and this is all county property. And what my landlord is doing is he's making a major improvement on it. I think it's about 14 acres of waterfront down here. And, it's a new marina, a bunch of new buildings, new parking lots. I mean, it's a very big project. It's been going on the planning stages for at least 5 years.
Wow, that is impressive. My guest is Andy Killian, author of the book, How to Fail in Business While Trying Really Hard. And Andy, let's bring it back to you. Let's bring it back to the book if we can for a minute, because you left a very cushy, I say cushy, I shouldn't really put it that way. That sounds so demeaning. But you left what would be called a corporate job with Morgan Stanley in the brokerage and the financial business, and you went into business for yourself. So talk about that transition that you made from corporate America to small business owner in the marine industry. What was the hardest part for you of that transition?
I think it's just, being responsible from everything from A to Z. Payroll, insurance, liability coverage, regulatory. When you own your own business, you become all those things that you see in a business that you might work for, like a big company. They have all these different department heads and all these different things. Well, small business actually has all those departments too, but it's all under one hat, and that's the owner.
Yeah.
There's a lot of responsibilities. I think it's great, challenging, it's exciting. And the main purpose of the book I wrote, however, was to create a kind of a time capsule narrative of what it's actually like in the first person to experience a major recession while you own a business. That's the main point of the book is if you read it, it's very visceral, the story of, the downturn, how to handle it, how to pay bills when you don't have a lot of money or credit, and how to get through tough times. And that was the main point of my book.
Well, and it is a good book. It does point out a lot of solid business principles. There's no doubt about that. But I want to come back to what you talked about earlier. When you're working for a big company, whether it's Morgan Stanley or any company, really, that has resources, different people doing different jobs, you kind of take that for granted. When you stepped out and went out on your own, how did you cope with the lack of resources that you faced in your small business?
Don't sleep a lot. A lot of late nights, a lot of early morning wake-up calls. You end up developing a veneer, I call it annealing. You just get tough. You just become a lot tougher. It's quite exciting. It's quite fun. But at the end of the day, it's really just about being very confident in yourself and wanting and desiring to have your own freedom and not to have people tell you what to do.
All right. Well, there are two things I want to touch on just in that answer alone, Andy, if we can. The first is the wanting to be on your own, be your own boss sort of thing. At a young age, you knew that you wanted to be your own boss. That was kind of your goal in life. And eventually you worked your way into it, which I think is amazing. Not everybody shares that dream. What is it about you or your background that made you want to strike out on your own and be an entrepreneur?
I think if I was going to go back in time, my grandfather was a very successful merchant up in Santa Barbara, and, he was a Depression-era baby, but worked really hard, always worked for himself, and I really had a lot of admiration and respect for how he lived his life and how he managed things, and he was kind of like my role model.
Your role model. Now, what business did he own up in Santa Barbara? Because we do have some listeners listening to us in the Santa Barbara area.
Yeah, my grandfather was Ken Killian. He was a Union Oil dealer from right after the war. right, you know, right after he got out of the Navy in World War II, he came back to town and just started pumping gas and ended up owning a bunch of gas stations all up and down between Goleta and Ventura.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he really was an amazing guy, and he passed away way too young, but I always rationalize his life as he burned the candles at both ends, and his life was very short. But yeah, he was my role model, and so, you know, I've always, the only job really that I had working for someone else was when I worked for Morgan Stanley. So
I see.
Most of my career has been self-employment.
My guest is Ken Killian's grandson, Andy, talking about his book, How to Fail in Business While Trying Really, Really Hard. And Andy, I still want to stay on the subject of small resources, limited resources that a small business owner has, and talk about jumping into that. You know, not everybody is good at everything in business. You have strengths, you have weaknesses. Clearly, you were probably a pretty good salesman if you were working over at Morgan Stanley and so forth. Where were the areas that you really needed to work harder in to improve yourself in order to be a well-rounded business owner?
I'm still, you know, every day I'm learning. Probably my weakest link is just customer relations. Probably my weakest link in the business I'm in now, because there's a tremendous amount of high fixed costs in those operating boatyards, and my business model from the get-go has been to defragment the boatyard business, meaning to expand and have one homogenous brand up and down the coast. And I was well on my way doing that. I had actually added a second facility, which is the one I'm standing in right now, in 2009. And I'm kind of getting off mark here, but your question being, what would I need to work on? And going back to that, I'd say it was probably just, you know, listening to the customer and then being able to accommodate them economically. And that's been the biggest challenge during the recession.
It always is. There's no doubt about it, Andy. So
yeah.
Looking at the recession, you know, what was it about the recession that hurt your business the most? And what advice would you have for small business owners to prevent what happened to you from happening to them?
Well, I would say that I've been very lucky. So I don't think anything really happened to me other than, you know, cash flow is going down because of a demand going down. But if I was going to give advice, it would just be, you know, be prepared for anything, and always, I have an acronym, it's in my book, I use it when I was a stockbroker, it's called LADA, L-A-D-A, you know, listen to your customer, listen to the environment around you, anticipate things, and then differentiate yourself from everybody else, and then act on all your findings. So that's what I use.
LADA, what a great acronym.
Listen, anticipate, differentiate, act.
I love it. Now, that is a great acronym. I'm talking to Andy Killian, who is the author of the book, How to Fail in Business While Trying Really Hard. Andy, you know, you made this move from corporate America to owning your own business, now to being an author. For whom did you write your book?
What was the question again?
For whom did you write your book?
I actually wrote my book for my two kids. And I was inspired by the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War, way back when that was on television. I remember they kept reciting the same writers over and over again throughout the entire documentary. And I remember reading somewhere, if you want to be immortal, you got to write. So I actually decided to write down my business lessons for my kids. And that's the main purpose of my book, is so someday when my kids are out there maybe asking the same questions I've had to ask, maybe they can refer to this book and have a little bit of help along the way.
Oh, that's great. An ongoing legacy. So, Andy, your book's titled How to Fail in Business While Trying Really Hard. Now, most business books try to put a positive spin on the title. You take a completely different approach. Your title is negative, kind of focusing in on the word fail. Why did you choose to title the book this way?
Well, I was trying to think of a title, and I was trying to think of an eye-turner. And I know that there's plenty of books, if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere, you know, how to succeed, how to win, how to this and that. And the premise of this whole book is, I'm not a dot-com billionaire, I'm not a college professor, I'm not a consultant, I'm a merchant. And my book was written in the first person in real time during a recession about being a merchant. And if you really look at the proceedings in the paper or the news about the demise of Main Street over the last cycle, and then all the cycles in our history, you know, 90% of us are going to fail. And it's just the title is just, hey, this is the reality. And in my book, even though it says how to fail, I haven't actually failed. I'm still here. I'm surviving. I'm succeeding, actually. But I just thought, you know, let's just be counterintuitive. Maybe it'll catch some people's eye. And again, in the book, there's just a bunch of lessons on how to actually enjoy being in small business and how to make the right decision.
All right. My guest is the very successful Andy Killian, and we're talking about his book, How to Fail in Business. So talk to me, Andy, if you will, please, about local city government, county government, state government. What have they done to help you to make this recession better or maybe worse than it is?
Oh, gosh. Call me naive. I can't answer that question. I'm actually liberal, but I can tell you that I write for the paper once in a while. I rant, I vent. It'd be really cool to have a visit from some local government people. My congressional representative where I live in Ventura writes a lot about visiting, but to answer your question, none.
Nothing, huh? All right. Well, that's a fair and accurate statement, so I appreciate that, Andy. So talk to me. What advice do you have for somebody who's listening to our voices if they wanted to go into business for himself or herself, but they're reluctant to do so in this economy? What advice would you have for them?
Other than buying my book, which is a real cheap deal there, but I would say if you have the ability to have 100% confidence and faith in your own decision-making process and you have passion about your ideas, then go for it. However, obviously, if you've got outside external issues, financial risks might be too great. If you don't like taking financial risks, if that worry overweighs your desire to go into business, then it's a natural. You shouldn't do it. But if you have that passion and that confidence in your own self, and you have a great idea or a business plan, and you have capital or access to capital to execute that plan, then yeah, I think there's nothing worse, I think, than sitting back in the future going, I should have, could have done that, and I wish I would have done that.
Good advice. My guest has been Andy Killian, who is the president of Anchors Way Marine Centers and also local author of a book, How to Fail in Business While Trying Really Hard. Andy, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn some of the lessons that you put forth in your book, where would you direct people to go on the internet?
You could just type in How to Fail in Business While Trying Really Hard. I own that domain. Or Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Just type my name, Andy Killian. They'll pop up. Or you can go to my boatyard site, AnchorsWayMarineCenters.com, and it's on my website, too. Or just come by the boatyard. Have a cup of coffee, and I can tell you my story.
That is great. Andy, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Business of Life. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much.